Well, it's plunge time, that time of year, and you've lucked out if you're planning on doing it or if you thought about doing it, hadn't done it yet. This is a perfect year because the weather is really, I mean, we're looking at the polar plunge this Sunday. What are we looking at? Right now they're saying mostly sunny and 46, so perfect year to actually get yourself started. Joining us to talk more about the law enforcement torch run polar plunge with the Special Olympics Illinois Assistant Director of our region, Jennifer Davis. Jennifer, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me in the studio.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right, so the law enforcement torch run polar plunge returns to benefit Special Olympics Illinois. How many years have we been doing it here locally? Can you remember? It's been a while.
I think, are close to 15.
Wow. Okay. All right. So been doing it for a while. What? Did you say something? I thought you did. I'm sorry. I thought I heard something out of you.
No.
Well, no. We were just talking about the weather. I mean, if you've thought about it and never really want to do it because there's been some really, really cold years where it's probably actually a little painful. This is the perfect year for you, right?
This is the perfect year. There is currently no ice on Lake Story, so we don't have to have the city out there to break open the ice. Nobody's got their chainsaws out to open up a hole for us. It's good to go.
That is a good thing. Well, and it's not that the water's still going to be cold, but not as cold as it has been many, many years. And the air temperature is going to be warmer than it has been most years. So, yeah, you're still going to be cold when you get out, but you get dried off, you're fine.
Yes. I always tell people it's not actually being in the water that is the worst part. It's when you come out of the water and you walk up the beach.
Yeah.
But air temperature is supposed to be a lot better this year. So I think if you haven't plunged, I encourage everyone to get registered and come join us.
Well, let's talk about the cause, law enforcement torch run polar plunge, and it all benefits Special Olympics Illinois. Talk about how this all works and intertwines.
So we serve 804 athletes here in Western Illinois. We work with 10 counties out of our Monmouth office. We provide year-round sports training, competitions, health screenings, and leadership training for children and adults with intellectual disabilities.
Yeah, and so just in our region, over 800 athletes. That's pretty amazing. So does the cost of this, it goes to all that with training and everything, and then does it help with the cost of them actually going and participating in the Special Olympic Games?
It does, yes. Okay. Special Olympics, we never charge a fee for our athletes or their families to participate. So the fundraisers like the polar plunges we do here in our region fund our program 100%.
So. All right. So if somebody wants to participate, how can they get signed up? Is there still time for a team to get signed up?
There is still plenty of time for a team to get signed up. You visit plungeillinois.com, our website, select the Galesburg event, and then kind of walks you through setting up a team, and then your friends and family can join. Everybody gets an online fundraising page that can be shared on social media to collect donations. And then you can collect cash and checks also, bring it to the plunge, and as long as you've raised at least $100, you're good to go.
All right, so $100 for an individual. How about, I guess it'd be the same thing for a team, for each individual in the team, right?
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, it all benefits Special Olympics Illinois. You know, I've talked to had a friend that used to work for Special Olympics, and talking about the state games that happen and just the fun that happens there, and then the smiles on the faces, and then he said the big celebration afterwards. He said it is just such an amazing thing to see all these athletes and the fun they're having at this event.
Yes, Summer Games is our biggest event. We send the most number of athletes to that one. It's in Bloomington Normal in June. Fantastic event. I highly recommend anyone to come down and join us. Just enjoy the competitions, the event itself. It's truly something to see.
Jennifer Davis, Assistant Director, Special Olympics Illinois in our region here, the Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge coming up this Sunday out at Lake Story. So registration gets underway 12:30, is that right?
Correct.
And then the plunge will be actually at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
So there's a number of, it's been a long time since I've been out there for it. So the number you take, you know, like if you're with a group, your team will go in all at once and
Correct.
Then next group or whatever, mm-hmm. is that, okay.
Yep, we start on the beach with a costume contest and then start calling teams into the water one by one.
All right. Well, and again, it's for a great cause, and you still have time to get signed up and get out there. And like you said, bring the check or whatever to you guys on Sunday, and that'll work.
Yes, yeah.
All right. Talk about some of the other things as far as here in Region F in West Central Illinois that Special Olympics is involved in.
So kind of an exciting thing. We have a couple teams from the area attending our state basketball tournament that is the second weekend in March. So that's exciting. The Galesburg Silver Streaks team is going, and then the Warren County Falcons, both of them qualified. So we're excited to see what they can do at the state tournament. Then we'll roll right into bocce and track and field. Our big spring games event, which is our next competition we'll host in Region F, is the first Saturday in May. We'd love to have everybody come out again, cheer on the athletes, maybe volunteer. It's a fantastic day at Sunny Lane Field in Monmouth.
Yeah, talk about volunteering. I'm sure there's some other things you can use volunteers for with Special Olympics Illinois. Talk about how somebody would do that, because obviously you have to be vetted to be a volunteer. Talk about that process.
Yes. So you can always visit our website, which is soill.org, to get involved as a volunteer. If you want to take it a step further, we always need help with coaching, and our coaches do have to go through a background check, but after that, it's pretty simple to get involved. We've got teams here in the Galesburg area, Monmouth area, and beyond that would love to get, you know, a fresh perspective on the coaching side of things and just to get involved. But we always need day of volunteers to help with polar plunge or competitions. We just did a high school tournament at Galesburg High School a few weeks ago. That was a great event. Spring games. Then we host three bowling tournaments in our region too in the fall. So,
so lots of things.
Say
lots of opportunities to help out and volunteer and be hanging out with some athletes that are going to put a smile on your face.
Exactly. Yeah. I say you volunteer once, you're hooked for life.
There you go. That makes sense. Jennifer Davis, Assistant Director of Special Olympics Illinois here in our region in West Central Illinois, the Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge. Again, that's coming up this Sunday out at Lake Story. Get registered at about 12:30. The plunge gets underway at 2 o'clock. Just have to raise $100. You can pay it yourself if you want, but try to get people to donate and help you out. But just $100, and it all goes to a great cause, Special Olympics Illinois, and here in our region, and helping the athletes out for many different things. Anything else we need to know about the polar plunge or about Special Olympics Illinois?
So once you pay your $100, you do qualify for an event sweatshirt, and then Pizza Ranch has graciously donated pizza for a post-plunge party, so everybody's encouraged to stick around, hang out in the pavilion afterwards. We'll do an award ceremony for best costume, top fundraisers, and then enjoy some food and some warm beverages.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that the costume contest, that's a fun thing, that going in and jumping in the water and whatever your team comes up with. I don't know, the Marvel characters, DC characters, I don't know, something. I'm sure we've seen it all over the years. Can you think of one off the top of your head that's been...
Darla Krejci always comes up with the best costume for the Polar Plunge. I'm excited to see what she comes as this year. She always keeps it a secret until plunge day, but she's had some pretty good ones over the year. So I'm excited for that. And, you know, all of our teams really do a great job. Dave's Auto Body, their team usually comes in costume. Yem Chevrolet has done costumes before. Also, they're all fantastic.
Absolutely. Jennifer Davis with Special Olympics Illinois. The Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge is coming up this Sunday at Lake Story. Again, 12:30 is registration, 2 o'clock when the plunge gets underway. Jennifer, as always, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to the event coming up Sunday.
Thank you so much.